Well, hundreds of scientists, scholars, and producers gathered at the Agriculture Department building in Washington, D.C. last week to talk about the many issues facing animal agriculture in this country. John Bonner, Executive Vice President of the Council for Agricultural Science and Technology, said animal agriculture is facing plenty of challenges.
The type of agriculture we have today is different than what we had in 1950, but that had to change in order to feed the number of people we've got. So we're under attack for changing, but if we weren't changing, we know what the shortage of food would cause, and that would not be a pretty picture either. So we've got to look at how do we use modern agricultural techniques in a way that produces the food and is socially acceptable so that there's the understanding of the public and the allowance of the public to do this.
Bonner said one thing that came up at the symposium is the need for more research on production systems and on the animals themselves.
Not just on the physical attributes of a housing unit or of a production unit, but also on the animal behavioral aspects and the understanding of what is it the animal really likes. What humans think is good may not be what the animals think is good.
The various challenges discussed included humane treatment, animal rights, changing consumer preferences, to changing production systems. But with all of this, producers still need to be able to make a living too. So many experts are working on ideas to help meet the challenges with animal agriculture. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.